about to begin a journey, a wonderful adventure, but all must be quiet and peaceful, your thoughts at rest. Just for a moment, let this transcribed program call to your mind a picture. Think of those simple, beautiful birds which at signs of spring fly to the golden grain fields way up north, the wild geese. What governs that flight? What mighty power keeps those graceful creatures from going astray? Down deep inside, you know. It's an immutable, unchanging law that cannot misdirect. It is a God law. Soon you will hear the actual voice of the noted psychologist and great leader, Dr. Frank B. Robinson, who has applied the truths of this God law to his own life for the accumulation of everything in the world he wanted. Dr. Robinson has already shared these truths with an anxious, waiting world, so that today, thousands in every civilized country on the globe know that the powerful force pervading this universe here and now actually works in definite, tangible results. And now, Dr. Robinson stands waiting at the portals of radio to welcome you as an honest seeker of the truth. Dr. Frank B. Robinson.
It is a distinct pleasure, I assure you, to share my discovery with you, as I have already shared it with countless thousands throughout the entire world. I feel that it is my obligation, as well as my wholehearted desire, to reveal to you this mighty operating law, which in itself is a vast, boundless ocean of supply. The dynamic truth of this teaching has swept round the world into 67 different countries. Here I have a letter from South Devon in England. It's a questioning letter which begins, Dear Dr. Robinson, I have always been a student, serious-minded, eager and willing to learn about everything I could get my hands on. Electricity and radio particularly interest me. But it occurs to me that although electricity and radio have only just been discovered, they were always here for millions of years. Only we didn't have the power to know or understand this. Well, Doctor, I guess that's the way I am. There's something lacking in my life, but I don't have the power to know what it is. I know that near at hand is a solution if I could just grasp the significance. Can you help me in finding the truth that I must know? Now, in answer to this letter, I can say that the first step on the highway to success is for a person to realize that there is something lacking in his life. And I'm very glad that you have come to that place. When men or women feel self-sufficient, when they feel that their life and everything about them is perfect, then, of course, there's nothing I nor anyone else can do for them. But when you realize that there is a serious lack existing in your life, then immediately I can begin to point out the way. And more than that, I can show you why that lack exists. It may be a lack in education. It may be a financial lack. It may be a mental lack. It may be in any one of 100 different ways. But if it exists and you recognize it, that is all that is necessary. From that point on, you may begin to replace this lack of things with an abundance of things. Yes, the electrical waves which carry the radio have always existed, but man knew nothing of them. It took Mr. Marconi to come along and demonstrate the fact that these laws and waves did exist, just as it took Mr. Edison to come along and actually manifest and demonstrate that electricity existed. As a matter of fact, I'm given to understand that in the first city in which Edison's electric light was served, some of the natives thought that Mr. Edison was possessed of a demon, or he could not have made such a thing as electricity. Yet we know now that electricity has existed from time immemorial. What we did not know was how to use it. The world was not ready for it. But when the world did need it, when the world needs anything, then that need is supplied. The old savages 2,000 or 3,000 years ago wouldn't have had any use for electric lights. and the radio would have scared them out of their skins. But not so today. When the world was ready for the demonstration of both radio and electricity, men arose to give both of these to the world. And that same thing applies with spiritual power. If ever this world needed and was ready for spiritual power or some manifestation of the unseen realm, that time is now. And unless someone does arise with a new vision of spiritual power, then this world has not a very rosy future. But there are those of us who have caught a glimpse of the amazing possibilities and opportunities which lie close to the hand of every man and woman, if that man and woman can but recognize them. For just as surely as radio and electricity existed for the past millions of years, then let me say to you that a dynamic, spiritual, invisible power also exists and has existed all through those same years, just as long as the human race has been on the face of the earth. For some reason or other, we've missed it. And yet I see all over the world today signs of men and women recognizing for the first time what this power is and what it can do for them. Does this great living God law operate for all in the same manner? I say unhesitatingly yes. Being a law, it cannot fail. It works alike for all. If you take two atoms of hydrogen and one of oxygen, you always get water. It doesn't make any difference whether you chemically combine these atoms at the North Pole or the South Pole. Wherever they are combined, then always there is water. It is the same thing in a human life. Whenever a human life recognizes and uses this unseen spiritual power, peace, success, and happiness always follow.
Then there is a meaning to life, a living, moving reality, and discovering it is a fascinating adventure. Think, the very means which brought into existence this entire universe are the means you can learn to use to bring into existence the right things you desire. The same mighty operating law that directs the flight of the wild geese to a safe destination, that directs all successful human lives, exists for you too, right here and now. The moment you learned how to apply this law, the moment will the God law begin showering you with the wonderful blessings you have dreamed of. Listen, here's what one of Dr. Robinson's friends in far-off Australia writes. Dear friend and teacher, yes, the God law works. It's the most stupendous truth I've ever known. I cannot remember ever being fully satisfied until now. Again, I want to thank you for what Psyche Anna is doing for me. The tide has turned at last, and I feel like living again. Yours sincerely, signed E.M.L. But wait, friends. Do you think that these truths were meant to be discovered and bring success to others, not to you? No, they were meant for you, too. They stand by waiting for you to master the secret of drawing upon them for what you need. Dr. Robinson himself has mastered the secret and has gained spiritual and material blessings. How? By discovering the source of supply and using it. A mighty operating law which is like a spring whose waters cannot fail. Right now, nestled among the hills surrounding the little town of Moscow, Idaho, Dr. Robinson lives in peace, contentment, and material abundance. This home, yes, and his own pipe organ are actual evidence of the application of the dynamic law of life. You can see him seated at the console of his luxurious organ yourself, because Dr. Robinson will send you a large photograph taken in his home. But more than that, this noted psychologist welcomes you to the study of the great God realm. Write him your problems. Write to him now. And in return, he'll send you a 6,000-word free treatise, an enthralling story of amazing, staggering import, pages filled with vivid realities. He will enclose a photograph of himself seated at his pipe organ. Dr. Robinson asks you simply to send him the name of the station to which you are listening. A postcard will do, and return mail will bring you news of a richer life and of the power of Psychiana to help you, as it has helped so many thousands of others, as it helped Dr. Robinson himself. Dr. Robinson will now leave with you a few parting thoughts. Ponder on them. Carry them with you until the next time the voice of this great spiritual leader reaches you.
With this vision of the mighty operating law clearer to you and nearer to you, perhaps now you can understand why I feel a deep sense of obligation. I must pass on my revelation of the great God law, which has so ably supplied me. I will gladly help you make the discovery. And when this happens, it will do the same for you that it has done for me. And the spirit of eternal peace will abide with you forever.
The key to a richer life is in your hands. Take it and unlock the door to all the happiness you can use. Unlock the door by simply sending a postcard to Dr. Frank B. Robinson, Moscow, Idaho, or to the station which brings you this transcribed message of hope and encouragement. You will receive immediately a handsome photograph of Dr. Robinson and the 6,000-word booklet which describes the very first revelation of the power of Psychiana. These will be sent at no cost to you if you write today to Dr. Frank B. Robinson, Moscow, Idaho, spelled M-O-S-C-O-W, or in care of this station.